Artemis 2 astronauts encounter Microsoft Outlook glitch during trip to moon. By Lucas Nolan on April 3, 2026. The Artemis 2 crew faced an unexpected technical hurdle when Microsoft Outlook malfunctioned aboard their spacecraft less than a day after liftoff. The New York Post reports that NASA's Artemis 2 mission, which blasted off Wednesday evening carrying four astronauts on a 10-day voyage to orbit the moon, encountered software troubles early in its journey when the crew's email system failed to function properly. Mission Commander Reid Wiseman reported the Outlook issue to Houston-based Mission Control approximately 7 hours after the historic launch. "I also see that I have two Microsoft Outlooks and neither one of those are working," Wiseman communicated over dispatch. He followed up with a request for assistance. "If you want to remote in and check the Optimus and those two Outlooks, that would be awesome." Mission Control responded by planning to access the shuttle's PCD, or personal computing device, remotely to address the malfunction. These specialized tablets serve as essential tools for astronauts, enabling them to handle routine communications with Earth-based personnel and review mission documentation throughout their journey. The PCDs gained unexpected attention just before Wednesday's launch when Wiseman was photographed using one of the devices. Observant NASA enthusiasts quickly spotted and noted what appeared to be his password displayed on screen, though it was previously classified information. The exact timing of the Outlook resolution remained unconfirmed. The software glitch represents just one of several challenges the international crew has faced since departing Earth. The team, composed of three American astronauts and one Canadian, also contended with a malfunction in the spacecraft's sophisticated toilet system. NASA spokesperson Gary Jordan addressed the toilet complication during live mission commentary, according to space.com. "The toilet fan is reported to be jammed," Jordan stated. "Now the ground teams are coming up with instructions on how to get into the fan and clear that area to revive the toilet for the mission." Despite the fan malfunction, NASA officials confirmed that the toilet maintains partial functionality. The system can still process solid waste, though liquid waste collection has been temporarily suspended. Under normal operations, urine is extracted through a specialized hose and expelled into space, while solid waste travels through a tube into storage containers that remain sealed until the crews return to Earth. The Artemis II mission marks a significant milestone in NASA's lunar exploration program, with the four-person crew scheduled to complete multiple orbits around both the Moon and Earth during their journey. The spacecraft carries advanced systems designed to support human life and operations in deep space, though the early technical issues demonstrate the persistent challenges of maintaining complex technology in the demanding environment of orbital flight. Read more at the New York Post here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.